Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Linning School Watch. Tonight we're doing a makeup session with John from Africa, reading in the Book of John. Call in at the toll-free number 1-877-497-9937. Diane Linning during the week at Diane john@blenning.com. Welcome to Linning School Watch. Tonight's show is with John, our co-host from Africa. Let's bow our heads and open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to share the word with the world. And we pray especially tonight for Africa as we have opportunity to interpret the book of John in Swahili. We pray that you would bless the co-host tonight and help them to minister to those in need. And we pray that you will bless those that hear this, that you will help them to grow in the Lord as Christians. And if they haven't already accepted the Lord, we pray that you would reveal yourselves to them so that they could accept you as their own personal Lord and Savior. We thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you listened the other night, you already heard me say or read chapter 4 in John about the Samaritan woman at the well. And since we have John on tonight and it's hard to always get him, we're going to let him start out tonight in the fourth chapter of John in Swahili. And then if for some reason we lose him, then I can say it in English for those who are trying to pick up English. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. I'm really glad you're on tonight. Would you like to take a minute to say a word of prayer in Swahili? I prayed in English.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Atuombe. Asante sana Mwenyezi Mungu. Fikisha asubuhi njema. Nipa nafasi baba ya kusoma Biblia. Baba naomba nibariki. Bariki nchi yetu na ulimwengu mzuri kwa ujumla, ufunulie watu maana na uonyeshe njia ya ukweli. Baba, naomba Baba ubariki Diane tunapomsomea, kumtafsiria, aweze kutafsiri vizuri katika jina la Yesu, naomba na kuamini. Amina.
Praise the Lord. If you would go right into reading the chapter 4 in the book of John, that, well, we can talk afterwards, because I want to make sure we get that part recorded.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Yohana Mtakatifu 4. Kwa hiyo Bwana alipofahamu ya kuwa Wafarisayo wamesikia kwamba Yesu anafanya wanafunzi wengi kuliko Yohana na kuwabatiza, lakini Yesu mwenyewe hakubatiza bali wanafunzi wake, aliachwa Uyahudi wake akenda zake mpaka Galilaya. Naye alikuwa hana budi kupita katikati ya Samaria. Basi akafika kunako mji wa Samaria uitwao Sikari, karibu na ile shamba ambalo Yakobo alimpa Yusufu mwanawe. Hapo palikuwa na kisima cha Yakobo. Basi Yesu, kwa sababu amechoka kwa safari yake, akaketi vivi hivi kisimani. Naye ilikuwa yapata saa 6. Akaja mwanamke Msamaria kuteka maji. Yesu akamwambia, nipe maji ninywe. Wanafunzi wake wamekwenda mjini kununua chakula. Basi yule mwanamke Msamaria akamwambia, imekuwaje wewe Myahudi kutaka maji kwangu, nami ni mwanamke Msamaria? Maana Wayahudi hawachangamani na Wasamaria. Yesu akamjibu akamwambia, maana ungelijua karamu ya Mungu naye ni nani akuambiaye nipe maji nini, ungelimwomba yeye naye angelikupa maji yaliyo hai. Yule mwanamke akamwambia, Bwana, kuna kitu cha kutekea na kisima ni kirefu. Basi umepata wapi haya maji yaliyo hai? Je, huyu mkubwa kuliko baba yetu Yakobo aliyetupa kisima hiki naye mwenyewe akanywa maji yake na wanawe pia? na wanyama wake. Yesu akamjibu akamwambia, kila anywaye maji haya ataona kiu tena, walakini yeyote atakaye kunywa maji yale nitakayompa mimi hataona kiu milele, bali yeye yale maji nitakayompa atakuwa ndani yake chemichemi ya maji yakibubujika uzima wa milele. Yule mwanamke akamwambia, Bwana, unipe maji hayo nisione kiu wala nisije hapa kuteka. Yesu akamwambia, nenda kamuite mumeo, nenda kamuite mumeo hapa. Kila mwanamke akajibu akamwambia, sina mume. Yesu akamwambia, umesema vyema, sina mume, kwa maana umekuwa na wame watano, naye uliye naye sasa siye mume wako, hapo umesema ukweli. Yule mwanamke akamwambia, Bwana, naona kuwa unabii. Baba zetu waliabudu katika mlima huu, nanyi husema ya kwamba huko Yerusalemu mahali patupasapo kuabudia. Yesu akamwambia, mama, unisadiki? Saa inakuja ambayo hamtamwabudu Baba katika mlima huu wala kule Yerusalemu. Ninyi mnaabudu msichokijua, sisi tunaabudu tukijuacho, kwa kuwa wokovu watoka kwa Wayahudi. Lakini saa itakuja, nayo saa ipo, ambayo waabudu halisi watamwabudu Baba katika roho na kweli, kwa maana Baba awatafuta watu kama hao wamwabudu. Mungu ni roho, na mwabudu yeye awapasa mwabudu katika roho na kweli. Ile mwanamke akamwambia, najua kuwa waja Masihi aitwaye Kristo, naye atakapokuja yeye atafufunulia mambo yote. Yesu akamwambia, mimi ninaye sema naye ndiye. Verse 26. Yesu akamwambia, mimi ninaye sema nawe ndiye. Mara hiyo wakaja wanafunzi wake wakastajabu kwa kuwa alikuwa akisema na mwanamke, lakini hakuna aliyesema, unatafuta nini? Lakini hakuna aliyesema unatafuta nini au mbona unasema naye. Basi yule mwanamke akawacha mtungi wake akaenda zake mjini, akamwambia watu, jioni mtazame mtu aliyeniambia mambo yote niliyoyatenda. Je, hayamkini huyu kuwa ndiye Kristo? Basi wakatoka mjini wakamwendea huko nyuma wanafunzi wakimsihi wakisema, Rabi, ule akawaambia, mimi ninacho chakula msichokijua nyinyi. Basi wanafunzi wake wakasemezana, je, mtu amemletea chakula? Yesu akamwambia, chakula changu ndicho hiki, niyatende mapenzi yake aliyenipeleka nikaimaliza kazi yake. Hamsemi nyinyi, bado miezi minne ndipo yaja mavuno. Tazama, mimi nawaambieni, mwenye macho yenu niyatazame mashamba ya kuwa yamekwisha kuwa meupe tayari, kwa maana mavuno naye avunaye kupokea mshahara na kukusanya matunda kwa uzima wa milele, ili yeye apandaye na yeye avunaye upate kufurahi pamoja. Maana hapo neno hilo huwa kweli, mmoja kupanda akavuna mwingine. Mimi niliwatuma myavune yale msiyotaabika, wala walitaabika nanyi mmeingia katika taabu yao. Na katika mji wa Samaria wengi walimwamini kwa sababu ya neno la yule mwanamke aliyeshuhudia kwamba aliniambia mambo yote niyote. Basi wale wa Samaria walipomwambia, walimsihi akae kwao, naye akakaa huko siku mbili. Watu wengi zaidi wakaamini kwa sababu ya neno lake. Akamwambia yule mwanamke, sasa tunaamini, wala si kwa sababu ya neno yako tu, maana sisi tumesikia wenyewe tena tulio kuwa hakika huyu ndiye mwokozi wa ulimwengu. Verse 43. Na baada ya siku mbili hizo akaondoka huko akienda Galilaya, kwa maana Yesu mwenyewe alishuhudia kwamba nabii hapati heshima katika nchi yake mwenyewe. Basi palipo Galilaya, Wagalilaya walimpokea kwa kuwa wameona mambo yote aliyoyatenda huko Yerusalemu wakati wa sikukuu, maana hao walienda sikukuu. Basi ilifika tena Kana ya Galilaya, hapo alipoyafanya yale maji kwa divai, na palikuwa na diwani mmoja ambaye mwanawe hawezi huko Kapernaum. Huyu aliposikia kwamba Yesu amekuja katika Uyahudi mpaka Galilaya, alimwendea akamsihi achukue na kumponya mwanawe, kwa maana alikuwa kufani. Basi Yesu akamwambia, msipona ishara na maajabu hamtaamini kabisa. Ila diwani akamwambia, Bwana, shuke asije kufa mtoto wangu. Yesu akamwambia, enenda, mwanao yu hai. Mtu ule alisadiki lile neno aliyoambiwa na Yesu, naye akashika njia. Hata alipokwisha kutumwa, watumwa wake walimlaki wakisema ya kwamba mtoto wake yu hai. Basi akawauliza habari ya saa alipoanza kuwa ujambo, nao akamwambia, jana saa saba ama ilimwacha. Basi babaye kufahamu ya kuwa ni saa ile aliyeambiwa na Yesu mwanao yu hai, kamini yeye na wote wa nyumbani mwake. Hiyo ni ishara ya pili. Verse 54. Hii ni ishara ya pili aliyoifanya Yesu alipokuwa ametoka Uyahudi kufika Galilaya. That's the end of
Praise the Lord. You know, it was very significant that Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman, because we find that the Samaritans and the Jews did not socialize together. So she wanted to know why Jesus was talking with her. Well, this story tells us that we can share the good news and we can talk with people of all social stratas in life, no matter whether they're rich or poor or famous or not. And Jesus tells her that if you just knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. We're talking about living water tonight. Living water is what you might call standing for something else here. It's symbolism. It's standing for everlasting life. Because if you drink the water, or if you believe the good news that Jesus shares and receive him as your Savior, the living water will provide you everlasting life and salvation, a way into heaven. And so the woman says, well, you have nothing to draw with. The well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who has given us so much? And he goes on to explain to her that I am the Messiah, the one who you've spoken about, that says he will come and explain everything. I am he. I am the Messiah. And so I am just certain the woman was overwhelmed by meeting the Messiah, and so much so that she went back to tell her friends about him. And tonight, I want you to know that you can accept Jesus as your own personal Savior tonight. And we're going to give you opportunity to do that in a few moments. And I'm going to sing just one little song here that I have on my heart. Some of these songs I know are from Scripture. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. I think it would be a good time if we have a time of prayer right now and ask those who would like to receive Jesus into their heart as their own personal Savior. I'll say it in English, then we'll have John say the prayer and explain a little bit about the scripture. Let's bow our heads together. Lord, we thank you for every person tonight who's listening and who wants to receive you into their heart as your Lord and Savior, as I'm sure the woman at the well was changed by meeting Christ. We believe that each person can be changed anew by meeting Christ personally themselves, by asking you into their heart. You can do that tonight just by saying, Lord, I confess my sins. I know all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I believe that you are Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I ask you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Help me to walk in the life of a Christian and to be holy and like Christ. Help me to grow into the stature of Christ, to become an adult Christian, to show the love of God through our own life to those around us and to share the good news with others. We just thank you for receiving the Lord tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, the angels sing in heaven when new people receive the Lord. So you can pray right now, John, in Swahili and talk a little bit about receiving the Lord into their heart as their Savior in Swahili.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Katika kitabu cha John, tunaona kwamba inaongea kuhusu mwanamke Msamaria. Tuombe. Ubariki nchi yetu, tuepushe na maovu, Baba, ufundishe njia ya haki. Na ndio Mungu heshima. Baba, ulisema kwamba tukapo bisha mlango tutafunguliwa, na kwamba wewe ndio Mungu, wewe ni kila kitu, wewe ndio mwenye kutusaidia, wewe ndio mwenye kutulinda, na wewe ndio mwenye kutubariki. Baraka zinatoka kwako, na wewe ndio mwenye kila kitu, Baba, wewe ndio mwenye uhai. Mapenzi yako inatutosha, Baba. Tunaomba tusaidie nchi yetu, tuepushe na maovu, tulinde Baba. Nabariki marafiki zangu na ndani yako, Baba, upate kukujua wewe katika jina la Yesu, naomba na kuamini. Amina.
Amen. Amen. Would you like to share a little bit about the story in your own words about what it means to people that the woman met Jesus at the well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hivi ni kumaanisha kwamba watu wanastahili wakue kitu kimoja, kama vile mwanamke Msamaria na Myahudi. Mwanamke Msamaria akamwambia, nikuje wewe Myahudi katika maji yangu? Wakati Yesu yeye alikuwa Myahudi, akamwomba mwanamke Msamaria maji, naye mwanamke yule Msamaria hakujua kwamba Yesu yu mwana wa Mungu aliyetumwa aje aokoe ulimwengu. Basi angelijua kwamba yule ni Yesu, angelimsaidia na ampe maji, namwambia mfungulie mambo yote. Pale Yesu, Wayahudi hawatengemani na Wasamaria. Yesu akamjibu akamwambia, kama ungelijua karama ya Mungu, nani akwambiaye nipe maji mimi, ungelimwomba yeye, naye angelikupa maji yaliyo hai. Ndio kwamba mwanamke Msamaria akamuuliza, yule mwanamke akamwambia, bwana, una kitu cha kutekea maji na kisima ni kirefu, basi yeye umepata wapi hayo maji yaliyo hai? Je, wewe mkubwa kuliko baba yetu? The way he was asking the Lord, are you bigger than our father? Are you greater than our father Yakobo, who gave us this well? Aliyetupa kisima hiki, naye mwenyewe akanywa maji yake, na wanaye pia, na wanyama wake. Yesu akajibu akamwambia, kila anywaye maji haya hataona kiu tena. The Lord told him, you will drink this well, this water from this well, you will still be lost again. But if you drink the water,
praise the Lord,
the water that I will give you, you won't see, you won't be lost again for the rest of your life. Bali, yale maji itakayompa yatakuwa ndani yake chemichemi ya maji ikikubujika uzima wa milele. Ile mwanamke akamwambia, bwana, nipe maji hayo nisione kiu. That's when the Samaritan woman told the Lord, then give me that water so that I cannot be thirsty again, and I will not be come to this well to fetch some water. Yesu akamwambia, Jesus told him, go and bring your husband. The Samaritan woman said, I don't have a husband. The Lord told him, you have been having so many husbands, and the one you are with now is not your husband. You have been having five of them, and the one you have now is not your husband. Ile mwanamke akamwambia, bwana, naona kuwa huyu nabii. The Samaritan woman told the Lord, I can see you are a prophet. Baba yetu aliabudu katika mlima huu, nani kusema ya kwamba huko Yerusalemu ni mahali watupasapo kuabudu. Yesu akamwambia, mama, unisadiki? Saa inakuja ambayo hamtamwabudu Baba katika mlima huu wala Yerusalemu. Wakaja wanafunzi. Sasa mara tu mwanamke Msamaria alikuwa anashuku kwamba huu sio mwana wa Mungu. Hapo alipomwambia mambo yote wanayofanya Wasamaria, waambie kwamba itakuja wakati mtakunywa maji kisima hiki, bali mtakunywa maji ya kisima kilicho hai, na hamtaabudu kwenye milima hii, bali mtaabudu Mungu aliye hai ambaye wa milele na milele. Amen.
Yes, as John was saying here, Jesus was telling the woman at the well things about her life that most people didn't know. So he was revealing to her that he was indeed the Messiah. And God can reveal himself to you in similar ways here on earth, even now. And I pray right now that God would reveal himself to each one of you. I just pray for all the people of Africa that God will reach to them and meet their need. If you're sick tonight, we pray that the Lord will touch you and heal you. If you are short of food, we pray that the Lord will bless your crops. If you do not have a job, we pray that the Lord will help prepare you to be trained to get a job. We pray that God will meet your need to help you to go to school and to have a church together and to grow according to the scripture as Jesus Christ wants you to grow. We just pray that the Lord would give you many blessings, would protect you, and give you the good things in life. We know that becoming a Christian does not make life any easier or mean that things won't happen, but that he will be there to help you through those difficult times because he loves you so much. You know, the scripture says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. In other words, the rain falls on everybody, whether you're good or bad or Christian or not. And so bad times come to everybody. But when we follow God's plans to live a good life, we have greater happiness. We have opportunity for the Lord to help us and to bless us through other Christians in other ways that he reaches through us, because each one of us becomes one of God's vessels to extend his hand of love to others. So I just pray that the Lord tonight will bless you, and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, John, is there something too you would like to pray about?
Yes, I would like to pray about my country. There are so many accidents happening around.
Would you pray in English first for the benefit of myself and English speakers, and then pray in Swahili?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
God, I pray that you may give us peace in our country. God, you may rescue us and give us peace. God, you may open up in our heart. You may show yourself in our heart and deliver us from these satanic things happening around our country, accident all over. God, you may pray that, Satan cannot ruin your people, but you have the final word upon the people. God, hear us and rescue us. God, bless us. Show us the way, God. Forgive us our sins. We are going to be good, so that we may not suffer all this accident that is all over, every day, every hour in our life. We know, God, we are capable of stopping this. We know, God, you will help us and show us the way. Forgive us if we may have wronged you. Limiting the work of the devil going around, God, we proclaim he has no power over your people. God, protect us. Protect your people, God. Show us the way. In Jesus' name I pray.
Lord, we bind the spirits of evil Amen. That would rise up against the people of Kenya and Africa. We bind them and we loose the power of your angels on behalf of the people of Africa. Lord, that you would anoint the Christians and help them to step forward with boldness to pray with the boldness of the Lord in their hearts and their minds, and protect them, Lord. And again, bind those spirits that would rise up against them. Bind those people who are vessels of evil and woo their hearts unto the Lord. Lord, soften their hearts that they would hear the word of the Lord and to change who they follow from evil to good. Help them to step from darkness into the light, as the first chapter of John has spoken. Lord, bring light over Africa. Bring life to the whole country of Africa, Lord. We pray that for healing power of those who are sick. We pray for medical expertise and medical supplies that will help them to know the common everyday things to have good health. Lord, just give them good nourishment, health, and strength, and protect them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Now, please pray in Swahili. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Baba, tunaomba usaidie nchi yetu, Baba. Ambapo ajali zetu zinatokea, Baba, zishindwe katika jina la Yesu. Baba, tunaomba shetani hana mamlaka kwa watu wako, bali wewe ndio mwenye watu, Baba. Wewe ndio mwenye kupeana watu na wewe ndio mwenye kuongoza. Baba, bariki nchi yetu ya Kenya. Bariki walio ndani yake. Bariki Afrika kwa ujumla. Baba, tunaomba ufungue mioyo yote ya shetani ambayo imefungwa katika watu ipate kushinda katika jina la Yesu. Maana wewe ndio uliotupa nchi, ndio uliotuweka katika nchi, Baba. Wewe ndio unatusimamia katika hali yetu za kila siku. Tunaomba Baba, pepo zote ambazo zinaweza kuja ndani yetu, Baba, zishinde katika jina la Yesu. Maana wewe Baba na wewe ndio uliye hai. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Ule Baba yetu na wewe ndio ushindi leo katika jina la Yesu. Naomba nikiamini. Amina.
Amen. I just feel led to sing a song. You know, the angels in heaven sing when people come to know the Lord. And I hope you'll learn some of these songs if you don't know them already by listening to our tape. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Now I hope you will sing along with me this next time, and we usually clap our hands with that. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Praise the Lord. I hope you will sing along with that song and play your instruments that you play there. I know you have various different instruments, drums and whatever. We usually play piano and guitar with that, sometimes drums. How about you, John? What instruments do you use there?
We use drums.
That'd be perfect.
Traditional drums, you know?
That would be perfect with this song. So I'm hoping that people listen to this and have a few new songs to sing, because they brighten your spirit. They brighten your day. And when you're out working, you can sing it when no one else is around and just sing a song of worship to the Lord. And it's a real important way to talk and communicate with our Lord, our Savior. He will listen to each one of us. Each one of us can talk directly to God through Jesus when we've accepted Him as our Savior. And we can have constant communion with our Heavenly Father. And this is one of the ways, along with prayer and Bible study, we can also sing and worship. Do you do much of that in your church, John?
Yes, we do a lot.
Uh-huh. Did you recognize either of the songs I sang tonight, or are they new?
Yeah, they know some little of it.
They sound familiar?
They know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's familiar. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I will try to sing.
They can sing along.
Yeah, I will try to sing two or three songs each time so that they can have a new song to learn in English. Might as well learn it in English.
Yeah.
And then if you want to translate
it down.
What?
I will write it down and teach them.
Well, I can give you the words through Facebook. I'll do that. So you won't have to write so much. I'll email that to you.
Okay.
And I have another song that I can sing next time. I'll email those words too, so that you have those words. But we are praying for you in Kenya and the rest of Africa. I believe God is going to bring a worldwide revival. I believe people are hungry around the entire world. They are seeking for an answer to the evil that is attacking many people around the world. And a loving God doesn't do those kinds of things. A loving God respects and honors life and loves His people. And so I'm really praying that more and more people in Kenya and Africa will come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And remember, you can listen to any of these archive lessons at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. And I can post it on my Facebook page. If you'd like to friend me and you are on Facebook, you can just look for Diane Linning, D-I-A-N-E, L-E-N-N-I-N-G. and I have 2 pages. So if you find the one that's completely full, they only allow 5,000. You can try my other one, where I'm wearing a gold suit, and we can connect, and I'll post my radio shows so you could see the website. And I'm praying that the Lord will help you all make enough money to buy a computer. If not, I've told John I will try to buy him one after Christmas, after I'm done with school, and I have my payments for school right now. Although I'm elderly, I'm going to law school because I want to help our society to do what's right. We feel that America is right now heading in the wrong direction, and we want to change that direction. And as a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, our Constitution allows us to speak out without danger of being harmed about our type of government. And we want our type of government to be a good, healthy, strong government, like our lives, so that our children will have a good future. And it's up to us as a people, whatever country we're in, to try to leave a good future for our kids. And so we can help you give some answers to your questions through this radio show. You can email me at diane@lenning.com, D-I-A-N-E at L-E-N-N-I-N-G.com. And you can give prayer requests. We want to know your prayer requests so we can pray for you. And we'd like it eventually down the road for people to call in with testimonies, how they've accepted the Lord as their Savior, and perhaps they've been healed of various ailments in their lives. We know the Lord God is all-powerful and that He can heal you if you but believe and ask and follow in His steps of the Bible. And if you don't have a Bible, we're praying that the Lord will provide some Bibles in your area. Just stay with us every week. And you can hear it. We're usually on Friday night, but we missed last Friday night. So listen to us on Friday night, my time, California time, at 9 p.m. I think that's 7 a.m. Saturday, your time. Is that correct, John?
Yes.
So 7 a.m. usually Saturday, every Saturday morning. So if you're getting up when the sun comes up, you can listen to that. I'm praying that the more of you will get computers, or if you get one that your neighbors can come over, maybe a whole neighborhood could buy one, or a church could buy one together. If you all contribute a little bit, maybe you'll get enough to get one computer. And John, I gave you some websites as where to order one, correct?
About?
A website to order a computer. I gave you that information, didn't I?
Yes, you give me.
Yeah, I'm praying that everybody who hears this and all your friends will start a little savings account and start saving, and then maybe by the time I'm done paying for my college, I can help finish the amount to get a computer, say, for the church, where you can all listen to the Bible and hear some new songs and pray together.
Yes.
With someone from America. I enjoy talking with you in Africa. We need to talk to each other around the world. We're all part of God's family, and we can all encourage one another and share the word and share things that maybe our friends don't have. And we hope that we can help in that in the future. But it will take a commitment of doing this weekly and praying and keeping on, like my dad used to say. So do you have some comments to make, John, before we are finished tonight? I'd like to hear from you in English and Swahili.
I would like you first to pray about my country. Every time we go in an election, we are going in an election in some few months. Around 8 months we'll be in an election. And every time we go in an election, we have so much shedding of blood, accident and all of us. So I'd like to begin to pray about our country so that Lord can rescue us.
Would you please explain to me why there's so much killing when there's an election? We don't have that in America. Why do they kill each other?
Well, we don't understand. sometimes
you don't even know
people
why
say that they sometimes they say that those who seek political seats, they go for the devil worshippers. That's why they sacrifice some people so that they are given money. They sacrifice some people. That's why they do it. They seek money in all ways. They have some cults around and from other countries. They go to Nigeria to have some witchcraft. You know, that's why they sacrifice our people. That's all.
You know that you can pray as a church together to bind that spirit of witchcraft and to loose the power of God's angels to fight on your behalf and to stand against that and pray for God's protection. Pray about that daily, that the Lord would convict them of their evil ways and the Lord would reveal himself to them. And be sure that you read Ephesians 6. You're living in a country where you've got to wear God's armor. And it tells you how to put on God's armor in Ephesians chapter 6. Have you read that before?
Yes.
I would encourage your church to read that regularly because you need to have on armor of God's protection.
But we are given power. We are given power over the Satan.
Yes.
The devil has no power over us. He has no power over us anymore. And there is power in a praying man. There is power behind every prayer. The power of prayer. How prayer can change things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. And the more your church prays together about this, the more God can work. Because our prayers release the angels to come work on your behalf spiritually. It's a spiritual battle, and for you, it's also a physical battle where they are attacking Christians. So you need to make sure you're all praying together, agreement in prayer, to bind those evil spirits that would come against you and to make sure you read the scriptures about putting on the armor of God for your protection. It's important. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for the election coming up in Kenya. Lord, that you would help the people to have a large majority to vote out those candidates who believe in witchcraft and evil spirits. Lord, help the people of Kenya to recognize the evil that it is and help them to recognize God's power and to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring a revival in Kenya, that the revival and knowledge about the Lord Jesus Christ would sweep through Kenya, and that people would fall on their knees in prayer, asking for forgiveness and to be a child of God. And Lord, we just pray that all the young children will not be influenced by this witchcraft. Pray protection over the young children in Kenya, that they will not be victims of the people who perpetuate witchcraft. We pray that you would bind their abilities so that they can't function in their witchcraft. Lord, we just pray that you would bless the people of Kenya, for we sense a real yearning and a calling out for the help of God. And we just pray, Lord, that you will meet their need in Jesus' name, and let us hear of a good outcome in the election. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear.
Will you pray a prayer for the elections in Swahili? The people need to hear that too from you.
Okay. Baba naomba kusaidia nchi yetu kufika kwenye uchaguzi baba. Maovu yote ambayo yanatokea ndani watu kupoteza maisha yao baba, umwagikaji wa damu ambapo watu waelewe baba, tuombe pepo mchafu upate kushindwa katika jina la Yesu. Baba utuongoze, kuonyesha walio kwa njia zake. Perfect na kuchagua viongozi ambao wanaenda na njia zake. Mpango na udu milanda yako baba. Tubariki mama, tuonyesha njia kweli. Baba shetani yeyote ambaye anaingia barabarani baba, ambaye analeta pingamizi, mama apate kushinda. Katika jina la Yesu, omba na kuamini. Amina.
Amen. I feel led to play a song of worship here. This is going to be like angel singing, and it's pretty loud with music. But I think you'll enjoy it while we celebrate the people tonight who have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Just imagine that these are angels singing in heaven with musicians and a choir. Praise you, Lord Jesus. This is Gloria in Excelsis Deo. It's a processional. Often sung at Christmas, but I think it portrays what it might sound like when we hear angels singing in heaven. Praise. Thank you. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, it says. Lord, bring peace on earth tonight. Real peace in our hearts and our minds and in each country. Thank you, Lord. Stop the ethnic cleansing, Lord. Help us all to be accepting of others and to all be in God's name. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord with us. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the miracles you're going to do. And thank you for the power you're going to demonstrate there by loosing your angels, binding the evil spirit. Thank you, Lord. Miracles you're going to do. You believe it. Hallelujah is the universal word of praising the Lord. All countries say hallelujah. Learn hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say that with me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank the Lord for what he's going to do. Praise you. Praise the Lord. We're so glad for this we've had with you. And I want you to know America loves you. I love you. God loves you. And I'm sure John loves you. And we just want the love of God to be expressed around the world. And we're so glad for this time that we've had together For you it's the morning, for me it's tonight. But we're glad for the time together and the connection around the world through blogtalkradio.com. And we just hope that your life will be better and improved for following Jesus. Do you have any closing words to say, John, before we say goodnight?
Yes, I would like that to say that all of us can know that you're called upon to do some work and to help others to reach something. That's what we have some work to do. We cannot sit down and let the people perish. We have to rescue them and to pray for them. We have to show them the way. We have to try and be their leaders. We have to try and give them the word to show them this is the way they should follow. They should not sit down and wait for something to happen. They should pray to God. Yeah, I have a lot to say.
Amen. It is important that we show others the way because we are God's vessels, and if we don't show them the way, who will? So why don't you say something similar to that in Swahili as well about showing them the way?
Okay, ngomba kwamba sisi kama walio ona mambo, aliyejua haki, aliyejua kweli, tuonyeshe njia kweli ambayo unazofuata. Tuonyeshe kama Yesu alipomwonyesha mwanamke Msamaria. Sisi tuonyeshe mandugu zetu na madada zetu njia haki ambayo ya kumwabudu Mungu na kuishi kwa heshima na kuishi kwa amani. Tuishi kwa amani na upendo mkubwa. Tuishi tukipendana kama mandugu na madada katika jina la Yesu. Yesu.
Praise the Lord. I really feel God's spirit and anointing tonight, and I know that God wants to meet the needs of the people in your country. He cares about all of us. God cares about you. He cares about each one of us. And He wants to meet your need, but we must ask God because He's a gentleman. He doesn't just intervene in our lives unless we ask, because He respects our freedom of choice. And I'm hoping tonight that you're choosing to follow the Lord, because He wants you to follow Him. He loves you. It says that in the scripture, in the Bible, we know that. And if you don't have a Bible, we hope that you will save your money and buy one and share it in your families, in your neighborhoods, and in your churches, for it is God's Word speaking to us through the Bible. And it's really best to start in the New Testament, in John, like we're reading. So we hope you will join us every Friday night at 8 p.m. California time, Pacific Standard Time. But it's, it's 9 p.m. on Friday night. Correct me there, 9 p.m. on Friday night. Therefore, that's 7 a.m. for you on Saturday morning. So we're hoping you will join us, and we are going to be praying for you during the week. I hope you'll pray for me too, because we have lots of work to do. It's time for the harvest. That means it's time to tell others about the Lord, because there are so many people in the world yet who are not Christians yet, who have not come to know the Lord, and we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. Share the good news. Lord bless you and keep you, and may He make your path straight and keep you under His wing and His protection. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you, John. We have about 2 minutes you can talk during this music. Just interrupt me here if you want, if you have something to say, because we're saying goodnight to everybody. So, goodnight, John. We're so glad we came tonight. Goodnight, John. And did you have any other friends with you there today?
No, it was very early in the morning. We could not come. But next time they will be around.
Yeah, it was a little too early this
morning. And how is Maria?
Maria couldn't call in tonight either. She's doing better today. She didn't feel too good the last couple of days. But let's pray for her, too. She is elderly, and we want her to last for Jesus a long time yet. We need her to help us to tell others about God's love.
Do you look about the Bible?
What about the Bible?
That we had choked, we can supply them.
Let's pray that the Lord would let the funds come in to help supply some Bibles to everybody. We're praying on that. It just can't do that all at once because I've spent a lot of money up front here getting the radio show going and making the phone work. So that's the important thing, that we get the Bible recorded where people can listen to it. About what percentage of people would you say can read if they had a Bible? Half the people or 90%?
What?
Or how many of the people can read?
Yes, they can read. They can read the Kiswahili.
Everybody can read in Kenya?
A lot of them can read.
Good.
Okay, Most of them can read.
Well, that will be our next step, people. So pray that some money comes in and that we can meet that need. We can only do it in steps or in phases as God supplies the need. So let's pray for each other that God will supply the need. This is a new thing that we've started with this radio show. I don't know anybody else in the world who does it. So we praise the Lord that you have connected with us and pray that God will be with you and tell others about our show for you on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. every Saturday. God bless you and keep you. Take care. Good night, John.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
For me.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
God loves you, and I love you.
Bye.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Love you, too. Bye.